The study was done by the Seed Foundation, a nonprofit group that helped establish a boarding school in Washington, D.C. in 1997. It's the first public inner-city college preparatory boarding school in the country. The foundation got a $100,000 grant from the state to do the study. The Milwaukee school would have 250 to 300 students in grades 7 through 12. The year-round school would cost $17,000 to $18,000 a year per student. The chair of the Assembly Education Committee, Republican Representative Luther Olson of Berlin, says the cost would be cheaper than the alternative.
We're going to pay for them one way or another. Either they're going to be in a residential facility, educational-wise, or they'll probably be in one that is in the correction institutions. This will save a lot of money and save a lot of kids and really turn them around being productive citizens rather than being incarcerated for many years.
The state would pay two-thirds of the cost of the residential school, with private sources paying the rest. Olson says startup of the school would be about 2 years away. With the current budget deficit, the state is not likely to come up with the money now. The school would be phased in, starting with seventh grade. When all grades were in attendance, the annual cost to the state would be about $3.5 million. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.